The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your nose. You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale. Hey, start it!
Back off! I got it in a tongue, I'm not the fate to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, perfumatical, practical thing.
Sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 3rd of April 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my light, the tale of fine arts, the brew of beer, and the reason we have a journey this morning and the day the demon over.
See, I knew you were just gonna kinda gobble that together.
With
hailing
me.
Greetings.
With me, as always, my love, my girl, the bringing of my late tailor, buying over the brewer, the reading, and I return at 20 years.
It's Hobbs! Hobbs the cat!
Anyway.
He's still on the sack.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the Endgame chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org.
How are you today, Elquin?
I'm doing good.
Doing good? That's good!
Now you're trying to sound like Peanut.
Anyway.
You do that rather well.
I know. Anyway, yeah, we're doing all right today. Busy as hell at work, though.
Sorry.
Yeah, my supervisor's out on vacation, and we have been getting about triple the amount of work that we normally get. So even if she was here, we'd still be busy as hell.
Now it just makes it worse.
So, oh well. Oh well, things are what they are, and we're dealing with it, so there we go. So what's going on in game this week?
What, for me, or just in general?
Well, just in general. I know the Kinos City Festival is going on right now. So anyone looking for white marble and white items, by all means, head on down to Antonica, just outside the North Kinos docks. If you'd like to see what's new without actually going down there, you can go to kithacore.org. I do have a post up about the Kinos Festival, and I do have a gallery of the new items. Of course, it's just, you know, the same new items from every other city, except they're just white.
You know, we just had Bristlebane Day.
Yeah, is that over now?
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, I think there's still some stuff going on at the docks in Enchanted Lands. I'd have to go over there and look, but yesterday I was out there, and they still had the... you know, the Gather the Snacks game and stuff. And I know they're going to have stuff on the marketplace for sale till the 12th.
All right. Yeah, I saw that the
May promotion stuff.
Yeah, I saw the marketplace items. What do you think of that that mount?
I have it.
Oh, you got one?
He is so ugly, he's cute. He scratches his head like a little puppy. He wags his tail.
Oh, jeez.
This frog appears in front of him, and he gobbles it up.
Oh, boy.
There, he eats a frog. And he swallows it, and his throat gets real big as the frog goes down. And then he kind of looks around, like, you know, you looking at me? You looking at me? He makes some cute sounds. He's a glider. which I usually don't like, but think he's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm not
very well done on the graphics.
Yeah, I'm not real good on the gliders. I just don't like the way they handle.
Well, you can put him in the appearance slot for a ground mount too.
Oh, okay.
But I love the way he turns and he scratches his head like a little puppy.
Huh. just a big old weird thing.
Yes, he's so ugly, he's actually cute, I think.
Hmm.
I had to get him. Now, I know that you've got, there's outfits.
Well, I got Cheez-It, one of the Jester's outfits.
Yeah, I was looking at those, and I like them, but not that much.
The white and gold one, I think, looks the best.
White and gold.
Let's see, which one is it actually? Hold on a second.
There's red and gold. There's red and white.
Hold on.
And then there's pink and purple.
I think it was the gold and red one that I got him. Yeah, it's the gold and red one. As far as I'm concerned, that looks the best. So I got that for Cheez-It, and he's wearing it now.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of Victorian-type jesters.
Mm-hmm. Sarest is assuring us that the events are running until the 10th.
Ah, the 10th.
So another week on that.
See, now I'm kind of drawn to the purple and pink one, but
well,
it
you
doesn't
like purple.
Look good on me.
Oh, no?
Not in the dark elf.
I wouldn't suggest the hat for anyone. That's just...
No, not unless you're a Rotonga.
No, actually, on the Rotongas, they're very small.
Oh.
It's undersized, really. So I gave Cheez-It back his, the Goodyear, whatever it is.
The good humor gear. Hat. Good gear.
Yeah, the good gear hat. I gave him back that. He always looks good in that. Karel is saying that the hat looks awesome on Faze. Okay. I'll have to take your word on that. I don't have a Faye character. So Faye, I would imagine Aerosize as well. All right. But, that stuff is going on until the 10th. Pretty sure the marketplace items will disappear at that point.
I thought they said the 12th on the marketplace items, but I may be wrong. But I splurged and got the mount.
All right.
Especially because he eats frogs. It's so cute.
Nice. No, I splurged and got the outfit for Cheez-It because he needed a new outfit. He was just wearing one of the... God, this is like one of the first outfits the tailors can make.
Yeah.
So, he's had that for a while. And, let's get Cheez-It. He's been working hard with the songs and stuff lately. Let's get him a new outfit, you know?
God, if we could get him up in level, we could get him a pirate outfit.
Well, I don't think he's a pirate type, though.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I'd have to go to my bank and then link you the pieces, and then you'd have to try them on him to see what you think. It's a pirate outfit that's for a quest out in the docks of Thurgadin.
Anyway, whatever's playing in the background, turn it down. TV, probably. Need to get that turned down. Thurgadin. Alright, so let's see here.
I have, I came into a nice surprise.
Oh, what's that?
I now have 3 dungeons on the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes, I saw that on Facebook. It automatically did your status update. That you Elkin Jenna has earned a new EverQuest 2 achievement, Dungeon Hall of Famer. So you got a third one. So this is what?
Yep.
The nightmare one?
Yeah. The dreamy gnomish nightmare.
Good deal.
Yeah, Mob Fest. If you look under Action Recent,
mm-hmm.
Mob Fest is number 2. Dreamy Gnomish Nightmare is 15, and Arena of the Twilight Zone is 19.
Wow.
So, everybody seems to be digging on the Dreamy Gnomish Nightmare.
Woo! Good deal. Do I have any notes? Not really. I like it when things are about to happen, not after they've happened.
Like what?
Oh, and, you know, like the Bristlevane, whatever, you know, it's just, you know, when stuff is, after something's happened, well, we don't have any notes, and before we want to talk about stuff like that. My big thing is I can't seem to log into EQ1.
What?
Yeah, you know, now that we have, now that it's free to play, I wanted to log in, so I went ahead and patched it up, and I went to log in, and I lock up after, character creation.
Wow. Weird.
Yeah, I can't get in. So, I don't, maybe I need a fresh install, but I don't feel like downloading, you know, 20 gigs or whatever it is at this point. So, I don't know. I'll fool around with it a bit more. We will see. So, the Kanos Festival is going on right now. The Aether Races. Doing good. Have you been doing the Aether Races since they've been going?
Some of them. I'm waiting for the special ones that happen. I'd like to get a purple pad.
Ah.
No, wow, somebody out here in Kinos is, or Freeport is killing off the guards in the street.
Oh, I was doing that over the weekend. I was bored.
Must be, if you're killing the guards off in the street.
Die, Freeport bastard! Yeah, I was just killing them off. I posted on Facebook and some pictures and stuff like that. Hey, these guards stack like cordwood.
That's okay. I stood there until my mount found a frog. A frog appears in front of my mount.
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared where the dead guard was. So when he reached over to eat it, I clicked on the guard and looted him. And it looked like he ate it.
Ah, nice.
That's see, cute.
You
I like that.
Now, you should have got video of that. That would have been awesome.
Well, I can't because I'm... Yeah, I want that purple crash pad.
Well,
they're showing in the channel.
Yeah, and that's for what? I mean, where do you get it if you can't get it today?
Well, usually the guides will throw an Aether Race in Thundering Steps.
Uh-huh.
And they change it.
Oh, so it's not a regular thing?
No.
Clorny, the guards do have loot, just not, you know, good loot.
No, this guard actually had a.
They usually carry
medicine bag.
Yeah, they normally carry stuff that sell for a few gold or something like that. But no, they're not going to have like armor and stuff. It was actually pretty cool in EQ1. At one point, you could actually give the guard stuff, give the Priest of Discord stuff, and when you kill them, you're allowed to loot them. When I was leading the Knights of the Holy Storm, we actually loaded up the Priest of Discord with a bunch of stuff and made an announcement in several zones. Hey, the Priest of Discord in Riverville is now carrying these items! and then you saw a whole shitload of people gathering into Riverville trying to kill the Priest of Discord. And of course, back then, that was damn near impossible.
It took more than one person, let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
Well, one nice thing about the Bristlevane days,
uh-huh.
You know, I went out there and I just hung out. I mean, I did my quest. Did you do all the quests or did you just sort of went, well, I did it last year, I'm not doing it again.
I did not do the old ones, but I did the, you know, the snack thing in, Enchanted Lands.
Right.
Right, I did that. I did a few things, but you know, I didn't go around and do them all. You know, it's like I was telling you offline last week. So some of these quests, I mean, we've been playing for 8 years. Some of them, they're just getting a little boring to me. I want something new, but at the same time, I understand. You know, they can't just revamp the whole thing every year. People would miss out. You know.
Well, that and they're busy with an update too.
Yeah, true.
You know, I did all of them except the one. That is a scavenger hunt, because I really didn't want a big silver ring that you really can't do much with, and it's dull looking. And if that ring was shiny or something, I would have probably maybe got another one, but I just don't see a reason to have another one of the big, dull-looking wedding ring type things.
Mm.
So that's the only one I did not do. But I hung out there where the Sphinx was on April Fool's.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody was going back and forth to their lot. I gave over 100 roses out.
Nice.
I'm now at 729 out of 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I only have a few more to go.
There you go.
I'm going to time it so that when we get down really close, we'll see who wants my 999th rose.
Why not your 1,000th rose?
Well, 1,000th rose, yes. Okay.
Kalinet, I don't know, wants you to link the that ring.
I have it on me.
Oh, you don't?
Somebody got the ring on them?
Someone,
I mean, it's
linked that ring.
I got it stuffed somewhere. I've had two of them, and they're just... I've never been able to figure out anything useful for them. I can probably... Where do I got one stashed? Probably over in Kinos.
Hmm.
So it's going to take me a couple minutes to get over there.
All right.
Well, not really. I'll just pop to the guild hall and then pop over.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Pretty sure that's... I got one shoved into the corner.
Oh, there we go. Lara just linked it, so you don't...
Okay, then I will disrupt my... That's it.
Oh, you can't view it in the dressing room.
It's a big... silver band. It looks like a
oh,
a
no, no,
single
no.
Diamond
this
ring.
Is okay. This is not the ring you were talking about.
Which one's that one?
The band of the Giggle Gibbery. Says here it's mythical and attunable. Where the hell did you get that? It's 100 to every one of your stats. What the fuck? It's got to be a joke. I have never seen that before. At least I don't think I have.
I haven't seen that either. What?
Oh, Lara says you get that if you complete the scavenger hunt and find all the items.
You can't find all the items.
Why not?
Because that's... She's pulled the link.
Oh, okay, it's a prank.
I know she's pulled the link. Because what you do get is just a band.
Gotcha.
That's the reward that they do offer you if you find all the items in the scavenger hunt, but the things in the scavenger hunt cannot be found.
Gotcha. All right.
Cannot be found.
Bastard
devs. So you spend 2 hours killing shit trying to find this stuff, and then you get the prank reward. Okay,
nice.
So if you want, I will port to the guild hall and then jump to the housing that I'm pretty sure I got one stuffed in.
Yeah, go ahead and check that out. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, now they link the real one.
All right, there you go.
Retherian says that you get the house item in the mail.
After 2 hours, yeah. But, you know, I've never found anything I could do other than they're dull. They're not shiny.
Yeah. They're not shiny, they're gigantic.
There's no textures on them whatsoever, it's just a big gray ring with a rock in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the cloak is another one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Appearance
yep.
only. Which means you don't get the benefits of the stats.
Yep. Alrighty.
But anyway, I had a good time just standing out there shoving roses at people.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that was pretty good. Over, I want to say at least 150 roses I handed out.
And of course, Corel is actually going around hugging everyone in sight, trying to get that.
Oh,
that
that's
title.
Another one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I already did that one. I'll have to look.
I'm pretty sure I have.
But for the snack races where you run around and you pick up, you know, run through cabbages and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fireworks that you get. Did you try one?
No.
You're kidding.
I didn't get them. It's fireworks.
It does a shower of colored question marks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You start it up and it just keeps going until you shut them off.
Oh, that kind of reminds me. I need to hop back to my house and train my apprentice a little bit. Spent all that time researching a recipe. Dun-da-da-da! I researched the wrong freaking weapon.
Oops.
Yeah, I researched the bandolier type thing instead of the bow. Oops. So now I gotta research the freaking bow, which takes another 2 weeks. Let's see, enter. Mistmore Crag Estate. And we'll give my apprentice words of wisdom. And decrease the time by 8 hours.
Words of wisdom.
Would you take words of wisdom from me?
Sure.
When you're tailoring, try not to sew the garment to your nipple.
You're telling this to a level 80 tailor? Really?
But it's advice, and it's solid advice.
But how do you know I don't already know that, being a level 90 tailor?
It doesn't matter. I gave you sound advice.
Okay.
Now, how much time do I have left on this? Show research window. 6 days, 15 hours.
Better get a move on. You know, every time you do one of these little quests, it decreases that time. So you need to come in and visit him every day.
I know.
Show him a new method and get him something.
Yep. The destructive longbow of the mountain is what I'm going for. Let me see if I can link that here.
Do you know you also have a chance to get a greater essence allow you to make yourself your bow?
Got one.
Well,
I got that on the second day. That was awesome.
I've given up on mine. He never gives me anything except stupid stuff.
I'm sorry.
Stupid stuff.
So let's see. This is the one I'm going for. Examine. Here we go. There you go. Destructive longbow of the mountain.
Pretty cool.
Better than the one that I have now. I don't care about its looks, because, you know.
It's a little bit better than what I got. I wouldn't mind having it.
Okay, well, after I research it, if you get one of those greater things.
Greater things.
Greater things.
Whatever the heck it is. Once you get one, I'll make one for you. Okie dokie.
Cool. What sort of, does it take a white dormant?
Let's see. Yeah, it takes a white adornment.
The thing is, I'd be losing like 4% crit bonus, 2% crit chance, and 3% multi-attack chance.
There doesn't seem to be any drawback to me switching. It is definitely an upgrade from mine.
Oh, God!
What is he all going about?
I don't know. Something on whatever we were left the TV on.
Oh, okay.
Can I touch back on Dungeon Maker for a couple minutes, or do you got something else?
No, that's fine. Good.
Well, you know, I did a thread on the forums about getting the word out. I have some more posts.
Word out about what?
Their dungeons.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Let me scroll back enough. Okay. So I knew. Let's see. Lich Lord, Necro Laboratories on Crushbone.
Mm-hmm.
Using the Mistmore map. Theme is EQ1 Plane of Hate. Gives about 95 marks. It looks like it could be solid. I'm not going to go into any detail because I got one that we really should touch on.
All right, well, go ahead.
The parody on Unrest using the Crushbone Keep. Gokuru? Gouru.
Okay.
Take off of movies, famous people, etc. It should be very funny and entertaining dungeon to go through. Visually pleasing and fun. 75 marks. And it doesn't need heals. And maybe takes about 25 minutes. So for 25 minutes worth of time, you can have 75 marks. Let's see. Masquerade. The Masquerade. Exit is near the entrance. It's on Split Paw. Mistmoor Manor Layout 1. The theme of the dungeon is vampires and their prisoners and guests. 135 marks. About 45 minutes to run it. Now here's one that if Domino... What is Domino listening yet?
I have no idea. Let's see. Channel 1.
Domino, are you listening?
Well, I don't know if she's listening or not, but she is not in the channel.
Well, somebody needs to poke Domino.
Why?
Well, it looks like somebody on the test server has made a dungeon in her honor.
Okay.
It is called Domino's Sanctuary is Under Attack. It's on test under the lair scale. Halfling temple dedicated to the great goddess Domino.
Ooh.
I guess they wanted to create a temple to Domino, something better than the small altar they had in their room. They set it to try a dungeon. Let's see. The history is the following. Somewhere on Norath, probably in Babelshire, there's a hidden portal that leads to a very special zone, the Sanctuary of Domino. In this sacred place dwells Domino's worshippers and priests. They spend their days in prayer, playing music, and, of course, eat the delectable dishes prepared by the... what do they call the mushroom guys?
I don't know.
Myocrons? Cooks? Okay. Mm-hmm. Naysayers may think that Domino is not a goddess, but they should know better. As a random adventurer, enter the place to pay your respects, you'll find a grievous sight. Orcs and foul beasts are defiling the temple. They even killed a messenger sent by the high priestess who is teleporting away to find help. Leave the temple in the hands of the high priest. 125 marks. They put the exit in the middle, so at least you have to fight through part of it. They spent 2 months and a couple weeks planning and decorating. So there you have it. Takes about 60 minutes to run.
All right.
And they're in Europe. So Domino, you have the Domino Sanctuary is Under Attack dungeon in your honor on test. That's about all I got. What?
I'm going to have to stop my research.
On what? Oh.
It is being pointed out to me that the destructive longbow of the mountain increases hate. Its source for tanks.
I didn't see that.
That's not good. Let's see,
where is it?
Increased threat to target by 4,750. That's not a good thing. All right, well, let's see, research. Show research window. I don't see a stop research.
Good luck.
Maybe if I just, I don't know.
There's one that's not bad.
Hmm?
The one they just linked up there?
The toxic bow of discipline?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me find that.
But it would be a step down for me as far as the stuff. Cathedral of Inaruk is I've been seeing a lot of posts in Facebook about this. It's over in Nariak City.
Uh-huh.
They broke out of the 5-room house and they're building it in the Nariak City part that's back there. It's pretty intense.
Oh, that the new You're talking about that temple to Inaruk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been seeing the pictures of that on Facebook. It looks fantastic.
You should go take a look.
Well, perhaps I will. Okay, well, I switched to the Toxic Bow of Discipline. And, of course, I got to start all over again.
Sorry.
Oh, God damn it. All right. Okay, so let's see here. Housing.
Okay. I don't think she has it listed yet.
It says...
on the housing leaderboards under large houses.
All right, let's take a look at that. That's on AB, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I've got to take a look at this. Housing leaderboards, large homes. Oh, large home leaderboards. Cathedral of Innerrook is number one right now.
Yeah, so it's beautiful.
Zoning in. I'm zoning in.
And I do want to say something to Crony.
Poke.
You poked a little fey girl.
That's okay. She's been poking me. I've been poking her right back.
Eek.
I do it off of my phone.
Poke.
I get a little bleep, and it's a message from my Facebook account that says, Chromie has poked you. Reply with P to poke back. Okay, P, poke. A few minutes later, bing. I look at my phone. There's another message. You've been poked by Chromie. So I'm sitting there going, enter P.
Nice. Wow. So
we've had a little poke war going. What?
This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or that is, it would be night if it wasn't pure evil! Damn it, I don't have a thunder thing set up.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, I've been meaning to. It's just...
Gotta find a thunder. I know I got one.
Visiting.
What?
Visiting.
Yep, it's here. And it's very good. I like it.
Describes what you're seeing.
What?
Describe what you're seeing.
I ain't describing crap. People got to come down and take a look at it. It is an enormous cathedral. Marble and purple and stuff like that and all kinds of Innerrookish.
Do I have to remind you that radio is the theater of the mind?
Only if you get closer to your mic.
Radio is the theater of the mind.
As I step foot into the theater, I was reminded briefly of my time in the cathedrals of Great Britain. No.
Now, when you first enter, you enter into a very small hallway that's done in rock panels,
mm-hmm.
The square rock panels, and there's a door, which really leads you to, it's a teleporter, so I'm going to enter the cathedral.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you enter this huge cathedral room, and she has... made use of the pillars quite well. And if you look up, there's a ceiling with crisscrossed pillars up there. She's made extensive use of the house editing tools. I was watching the Facebook stuff, and she's inverted some different objects for the bases of these pillars.
Oh, yes.
She's got wrought iron on the windows, so she's got stained glass windows. And these are from floor to ceiling. I mean, this is really incredible stuff here.
And it's got a good, it's got to be a good 50 feet high. You know, game measurements, that is.
Good reason for me to pass out roses.
Sure, why not? Come to the Temple of Innerrook and pass out roses.
Why not?
Sure.
They're standing still long enough.
Like I said, it would be a good place if it wasn't totally corrupted by evil!
This does not look evil at all.
Oh, the sound effect I wanted to use isn't working. Damn.
It looks very refined. It's in a grayish tones.
It's very good.
Very impressive. Mm-hmm. If you are not on AB, I would suggest creating a baby tune. If you can, and sneak on over and take a look at this. She's made use of plaques constructed by Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
The altar is very impressive. Oh, yeah. She's even got a picture of Innerrook on the altar. Wow, nice. What are those things?
What things are that?
Crafted Altars of Innerrook. What's that one? Black marble tile. I want to know what the thing is. She's got a design in the front of these. And I know it's a, I know it's an object, but what object is that? Huh. I know that's not the image. Crafted Altar of Inaruk. Huh. It must be some part of the Altar of Inaruk that she shoved through the black marble tiles.
Okay, I have my sound effect now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pure, unadulterated evil! There you have me now.
And she's built, well, let's see, what do we got here on the side?
I don't know, where are you? Oh, there you are.
Tell the boy to knock off. Tribute to the Lady of Insurrection.
Huh? Tell the boy to shut up, please. Ulrich, Lady of Insurrection. Powers of hate and hate-related things.
Well, I like what she did here. She probably took a mannequin and dressed it in a white
armor
plate, and then laid it on its side. Very mm-hmm. nice. Very nice.
And folks, make sure to vote on this. I mean, it's number one right now, but by all means, I think she deserves a vote. The altar is very nice. Got a portrait of Vinderbrook here, some candles and stuff.
She's got sneaky doors in this place. I just got teleported to another house.
Oh no. Where do you see sneaky doors?
Oh, well, there's a sneaky door over there.
Oh, that would be a guild hall door, huh?
Well, no, it didn't take me to a guild hall.
It says go to guild hall.
Well, when did they have a... No, that's not the one I went through.
Oh, I'm looking for another door. Oh, there are stairs. There's an upstairs on this.
Yeah, I know.
Going upstairs. Ooh, pipe organ. I like
it. This is New Hellas Magical Manor.
And where'd you see that door?
Well,
there you are.
Over here. That door. Don't click it or you'll go.
Well, maybe I want to go.
Fine, go. But, okay, she's built an upstairs.
Yep, there's an upstairs.
Which is the organ loft.
Uh-huh.
And she's got this lovely organ up here.
Oh, yeah.
Another huge stained glass. I just love how she's rotated the pillars to create the stained glass outlines and the ribbing textured of the roof.
What are you talking about, the stained glass outlines?
The pillars that she's got in here.
Yes.
And then the glass panels that she's got behind it, the floor panels.
Yeah.
So you have a stained glass outline, you know, make it look like a stained glass.
Well, that is a stained glass panel and an iron fence.
All right, I'll shut up.
Well, what are you talking about? We got a stained glass panel, and according to the inspection, it's iron fences.
I'm talking up here in the organ loft.
Well, you didn't say that.
No, anyway, I'm shutting up.
Where? I'm with you now. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you're seeing.
And then when you look up, you can see the structure, the boning structure of the building.
Mm-hmm.
How she's got the pillars turned. Just like a regular cathedral, you know?
Yep.
Really nice. So anyway.
Boy, I tell you. This is detailed. Crimson from the Antonio Bill server is saying... that she built the entire place in 7 days. That's a lot of work for 7 days.
And we've been watching the pictures on Facebook how she's been building this.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's this very is awesome. Nice.
This is very good.
I'm just curious how many objects were used.
Can't do a slash house? Yeah, you can. There's a total of 1,000 items.
Wow. You would think there would be a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably why there isn't more. You know, it's just the cathedral and the organ loft. Probably would have been a lot more if you can, if you could have had more, more space. So yes, come to, go to the housing. The housing leaderboards on the Antonia Bale server. Large homes, Cathedral of Innerug. Is very good. Very well done. I am going to vote. Like and like. Here we go.
I could see her having weddings in here.
You mean weddings of evil?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Nothing wrong with evil weddings, I suppose.
Nothing at all.
Alright, so, by all means, come visit this place, vote on it. I want to see this one in the Hall of Fame. I do. I want to see this one in the Hall of Fame. Alright, it is now time
for
to hear from the birthday trolls. So, let's get our list of birthdays. We have quite a lot of them.
It was a busy month.
Yes.
Well, at least 9 months ago it was busy.
Yes. Okay, once again, I have to remind people that I may only have your real names. So here we go. Birthdays this week. Lindsay Morgan Lockhart. Birthday this week. Philip Simmons. I can't remember his character name. He was the frog luck that proposed to his wife on the 2009... fanfare. Can't think of the character name right now. I want to say Snickers.
Snickers.
That's it, Snickers. Senior guide Larewion from Germany. Who's that? Does a dark elf when he plays at the fanfare? You just can't beat a dark elf. And he does it very well, by the way. You just can't beat the Dark Elf with a German accent. It just screams Dark Elf to me. John Kaminick. Again, I don't know character name on that. Jen Belfield, who is the Senior Marketing Director for Sony Online Entertainment. Naela, I think, Calvert. Again, I don't know character name on that one. Jeffrey Butler, the director of development for Sony Online Entertainment this month. Our buddy, Paula. Paula's birthday is this week. The infamous and always popular Alan Brenlow Crosby. Everyone's favorite Faye. Princess Win-Win this week. And yeah, that's it. Well, there is someone on this list named Eric. The boy is turning 20. I will no longer call him the boy when he hits 20.
What are you going to call him?
Snuggle-Muffin.
Or is it something you can say on the air?
I will call him Snuggle-Muffin.
Snuggle-Muffin.
Tell him I'm going to start calling him Snuggle-Muffin.
Do you really want to hear him yell?
Do it! Tell him! Ah! Right. Tell him!
Eric! Come here! Come on, hurry up. People are waiting. He says that he will no longer call you the boy when you turn 20.
Okay.
He has a new name for you.
What?
Snuggle Muffin.
Fucking asshole!
So for that list, of people, everyone, congratulations! Here come the birthday drums.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, then. Congratulations, everyone on the list. Even the boy, a.k.a. Snuggle Muffin.
He's gonna shoot you. His is on Easter this year. Easter Sunday.
Oh, that's right, yep.
I don't know what I'm gonna do for him. He's not old enough to go take him and give him a lap dance.
Well, you could. He just couldn't drink.
Really?
I suppose.
I don't know. They don't let him in that at that age, do they?
18? I don't see why not.
To a strip club?
Well, you can always take him to Hooters.
They don't strip at Hooters.
Well, they have big tits. And Domino is now listening. Hello, Domino.
Oh, God. You notice he says those two things within the same breath? I'm sorry. I apologize for him.
Why?
I don't know. And Domino, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but you need to check test server, the dungeons. Especially the lair scale. You might find one that it looks familiar to you.
There's a Domino one there.
There is now something devoted to Domino on the test server. Because people miss Domino.
So have fun with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think we're going to take a little bit of a music break, and when we come back, we'll do a little kiting. Elquin, what do you think?
Fine, as we can talk about Devil's Carnival, too.
Yep, we need to plug the hell out of that, too. I need to put up a link on the website, too.
Mm-hmm.
They
start their road show this Friday, or Thursday.
Yes.
Those guys are going to be out on the road all over the U.S. for a whole friggin' month.
Just a month?
Maybe a little over a month.
All right, well, when we come back, Kiting Elkman, the 10 questions of doom! All right, are you prepared?
Of course not.
Oh, well, we better get back to another music session then.
Well, if I'm prepared, then you know, it's no fun.
Oh, all right then. Well, here we go.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin, right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
Alrighty, it's time to play Kiting Elquin, the 10 questions of doom. All right, here's how we play, folks. We got 10 general knowledge questions for Elgwyn. And, for example, if she gets 5 correct, and I want 5 tells sent to me, the first person to send me a tell will receive tonight's prize. You know what tonight's prize is?
No.
It is... Da-da-da-da! Random item from the swag box. Incredible, isn't it?
Incredible.
All right, so. Let me get my notes up here. I have my score sheet all made out. Questions. There we go, questions. All right, are you ready?
As I'm ever going to be.
All righty, here we go. Some of these are going to be easy. Some of them are going to be difficult. There are going to be a few you're probably never going to get in a million years. So here, get that over here. There, here we go. Here we go. Question 1. What color are the house items from the Kinos Festival?
White.
Correct. Number 2. EQ2's current producer is named for what NPC?
Holly Windstalker.
Oh, you sound bored. Am I boring you?
No, you asked me that question before.
Maybe. Name the home of Karana in EQ1.
Plain of Storms. What?
Wrong. You went through the Plain of Storms to get to his zone. Moving on. Huh, are you bored now? In EverQuest 1, who drops the polished granite tomahawk?
Was it the one-eyed Cyclops? Okay, fine.
No. You still bored, hun?
Bite my... Prankster beast butt.
I always do. Okay. What is Sweeney Todd's real name?
Benjamin Barker.
Correct. Let's see here. Who was Batman's butler? Batman's butler. What?
Alfred.
Correct. Number 7. Uncle of Frodo, who went there and back again?
I can't remember Frodo's uncle's name for some god-awful reason.
So is that a no?
Yeah.
All right.
Bilbo.
What?
Bilbo.
Too late. Sorry.
I know. You know how I remembered that?
How's that?
And this is terrible.
The song?
Yes.
Bilbo Baggins. All right. In the movie Spaceballs, who is the nemesis of Lone Star?
Dark Helmet.
Correct. Let's see here. EverQuest just celebrated which birthday or anniversary?
15th. No?
No.
Really?
And last but not least, what is the handyman's secret weapon?
Duct tape.
Correct. So let's see. You got 6 correct. So hold on a sec. Hold on a sec, folks. Actually, that's pretty average for you. Let's see here. So send, tell, now. All right, folks, go ahead and start sending me tells. The 6th person to send me a tell will receive a random item from the swag box. Swag box. And let's go ahead and go over those questions.
Yeah.
All righty. So, what color are the house items for Kinos? Of course, they're white. And I did mention it earlier, so anyway. EverQuest 2's producer, Holly Windstalker. Gotta get her on the show. Anyway. Name the home of Karana in EverQuest 1. Have you guessed yet?
Huh? I still thought it was the Plain of Storms.
The Bastion of Thunder.
Well, I don't remember going there a lot.
I was only there once. Oh, excuse me. I was there actually a dozen times, but I only made it to see Karana once. Remember, that's the zone where you had the Rangers were actually very important in the Bastion of Thunder, because you had a kite, a whole bunch of mobs around the circular room, and every time you'd go by the safe area, everyone would start blasting the mobs, and then you have to kite them away again.
I vaguely remember doing that once.
Mm-hmm. I think
then
you were,
there's
I,
another deity, Aether. What's the woman that's with the Aether?
What, Theris?
Huh?
Theris Thule? That's
it's
nightmare.
A female.
Well,
there's a picture of her on Zam under Sony Live announcement.
Yeah, that's Theris Thule. That's
Theris Thule.
That's okay. Plane of Nightmares.
When you go and do her, she's in a big circular room, and the Rangers are supposed to kite things around her.
Right, kite things around the outside of the room.
Right.
I remember that too. Okay, let's see. Who drops the polished 300 tomahawk? That was Grenix Mucktail in High Pass.
Oh.
Sweeney Todd's real name? Benjamin Parker. Benjamin Parker. Batman's butler, of course, is Alfred. Uncle of Frodo, who went there and back again, was Bilbo.
I get that. Baggins. I had to think of... All of a sudden, I hear Leonard Nimoy singing in the back of my head. Bilbo Baggins.
The greatest little hobbit of them all.
Bilbo Baggins. Okay.
Lone Star's nemesis in Spaceballs, Dark Helmet. Yes. EverQuest just celebrated its 13th birthday.
Oh, I'm trying to make it older than what it is.
Yes, 13. And, of course, according to Red Green, the Handyman's secret weapon is, of course, duct tape. So, let's see. We're looking for number 6. We need more people to send me a tell, folks. Send me a tell. Number 6 gets it. Tells. We need a few more there, folks. We only got 4. Come on. More tells. Next one gets it. Next person gets it. Who will it be? Harrigal from the Antonia Bale server. Harrigal, I think. All right, Harrigal, what I need you to do is... Go to your nearest mailbox. Oh, actually, you don't need a mailbox, actually. Just go ahead and open up your mail thing there and send Jethel your real mailing information, your real address, or your P.O. box, whatever you got, so I can send you a random item from the swag box. So there we go. Alrighty. So, congratulations to Harrigal.
I probably should cook up not 10 questions for you for next week.
Yes, you should. But then you cheat.
How do I cheat?
You make them so I can't win.
And I do any better?
Hey, I give you questions I know you're going to get.
Oh, to offset the ones you know I'm not.
Exactly.
See?
I can't let it be easy, hon. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a game. It would be, hey, let's just give something out randomly. You know?
Yeah.
Alright, so what else we got to talk about today? I don't think I have anything left on my notes. Let's see here.
Well, I was going to bring up the subject of, if you had a chance to participate in something that is a cornerstone of history, to be part of history, would you do it?
I would.
If you had the chance to go back in time and be at that first showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show, or be at that...
Be at the first showing? No, it would suck.
Yeah, you would?
The first
you wouldn't be able to go back... If you had the chance to go back in time and...
The first showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show sucked. It bombed the first time around.
But wouldn't you like to have said you've been there?
Hey, I was there when it sucked. I could be the hipster of the Rocky Horror world. I was there before Rocky was cool.
What about when they were doing it on stage and you could have watched Tim Curry do it for real?
Okay, yes. I would have loved to have seen that.
Okay. What about the first time they ever showed Repo, the generic opera?
The genetic.
Not generic. Opera.
It's a generic opera. Anyway.
Shut up.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that. You know, when it,
say that you were there during their roadshow.
Yes.
So, we have a chance, and you do too out there, to be a part of history, to participate in some event, this event that is once in a lifetime, I think. And that is the Devil's Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Lynn Bousman and Terrence Sadunich have teamed up again and created the Devil's Carnival. And if it's devilscarnival.com, and if you go there and click on Road Tour, buy tickets, it will come up with a listing of all the places that they're going to be. They're starting in L.A. Then they're going to Arizona, El Paso, Texas, through Texas.
Is there still a Texas? Is there still a Texas after today's storms?
Yeah, I was wondering. They're going to El Paso and Austin and Houston and Dallas and Rock, Arkansas, Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Orlando, Florida, Tampa, Florida, two shows in Tampa, Charlotte, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Maryland, New York, a couple shows in New York, Philadelphia, a couple shows in Philadelphia, Hadley, Massachusetts?
I don't know that one.
H-A-D-L-E-Y-M-A?
Okay.
That's Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts. Ontario, Canada. Toledo, Ohio. Chicago, Illinois. Let's see, Chicago. Malone, Iowa?
All right.
I can't. Kansas City. Denver. Lake City, Utah. Seattle, which is ours, in May on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Portland, Oregon. Two shows in Portland and then then Sacramento. They're going to be out on the road promoting this show for over a month. I pity them not. I really do. I mean, that's just incredible. I've been reading reviews and interviews with Darren, Lynn Bosman, about how he wants to change theater. You know, most people, they go into a theater, they sit down, they're quiet, they watch a movie, they get up and leave. There's no interaction or participation or anything like that. So they plan with this Rose show to do a lot more than just come in, sit down, and watch this movie. There's going to be interactions and stuff. So it's going to be exciting, I think. And if you get a chance, I highly suggest that you go and partake of this event. There's three levels of tickets. I gotta go back for the ticket prices. Sinners, you can get in for $20. Carnies, you get in for $30. You get a ticket to the show and a pre-signed poster. And Ringmasters, that's a VIP experience, for $40, you get a meet and greet and a pre-signed poster. So, we're going to the VIP.
Yes, damn right we are.
That means you get to meet your Saw legend.
The director of Saw will be there, and I will make him sign a copy of Saw for me.
That was a great horror flick. And yep. I'm going to have Terrence sign a copy of our copy of Repo. And you can't give this one away.
Oh, no, no, no.
He gave our other copy away because the other person has never seen it, and he was interested. And he said, well, he's here, you know. But he did buy us another one, so.
I got the Blu-ray, which is better.
Yeah, I got the Blu-ray, it's better. I almost came unhinged when you said that. That's another movie that if you haven't had a chance to see, you can get it on Netflix.
Yep.
Repo, the genetic opera.
Yes. An all-star cast, wonderful music, a goth opera, yeah.
Definitely.
I am reading something here I'd like to comment on.
Go ahead.
One of the world's smallest cities is up for sale.
Okay. How much do they want for it?
Buford, Wyoming.
Buford?
Buford. Buford, Wyoming is up for sale for the whopping sum of $100,000.
So what do you get with this town?
The town is 10 acres of land. It has a school, a post office, a three-bedroom house, and a cell phone tower.
That's it?
Let's see. Buford once had 2,000 inhabitants, and then the railroad dropped it as a stopping point, and the town basically dried up. So the only thing that's left is the Buford Trading Post, which is that three-bedroom house, and it has a small post office and a cell phone tower.
At least you get good reception.
Yeah, you'll get good reception. You got your own damn cell phone tower. Let's see. Yeah, three-bedroom house, a garage, a cell phone tower. Yeah, the road sign now says, entering town of Buford, population 1. Apparently he's the guy that runs the gas station.
Well, at least he still has a job.
Yeah, I guess so.
And for the record, Domino has entered the sanctuary of Domino.
Yay! We'll have to check that out.
Well, in order to check it out, we'd have to go to the test server and get up to level 20. I have a character over on the test server, but I'm not sure what level she is.
Oh, that's right. You got to be level 20 to
at least
go into things there.
Yes.
I want to buy my own town.
You want a town named Buford?
Buford, Montana, damn it.
Yeah, if I remember right, the snow gets pretty deep in Buford.
Probably.
Yeah, you could be your own mayor and police and judge.
I would get a white cowboy outfit. Remember, like, Boss Hogg and the Deuce of Hazzard?
Oh, Lord.
Someone would pull into the gas station, I'd come out with a big old cigar. Well, what have we got here, son? Looks like we got us an intruder. We don't take kindly to outsiders around here, boy. Oh, and then I'll have a friend come out with a friggin' chainsaw and start chasing people around.
Oh, God.
It's the Buford Chainsaw Massacre!
I don't even know if there's any major roads that go by Buford.
I-80, according to the thing.
I-80.
Yep, Interstate 80, wherever that is. Well, apparently it's Wyoming.
Again, there's lots of deep snow in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could rename it. Call it Silver Wing Stop.
There we go. All right. So what else we got to talk about? So that's Devil's... TheDevilsCarnival.com?
TheDevilsCarnival.com.
TheDevilsCarnival.com. Made by the same folks who did Repo, the Genetic Opera.
And let me tell you another thing about this. They didn't set out to do this to make any money. They're not making any money. This is a labor of love for both these people and for all the cast that is involved. The people who are in it are people who wanted to be in the movie to do this project. So, this is more of a creative endeavor than anything else. And, you know, the reason why they're taking it on the road as a road-type show is that's what they ended up having to do with Repo. Lionsgate, bless them, only put it out in one theater. That was it. So Darren went and begged them to give him copies of it, and him and Terrence and other people of the show went on couple road tours all over the United States, you know, showing the movie in different places. They're, you know, they'll do a question and answer afterwards too and stuff. And so it's more than just a movie. They're hoping to do more than one of these. This is like, you know, chapter one or, you know, first episode type thing. So I'm hoping it will pick up. So there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
So try it. You know, I'm hoping you guys will get out there and support this.
I know.
And be a part of history.
I know Becky said that she wants to go.
Well, she got tickets, didn't she?
Yep.
Are we going to go down together?
No. She got the regular one, so we'll be there long after it. She's also bringing a few friends, so it's probably more people than the band can handle.
Okay. So. But she's bringing a few more people. So we're having a crowd down there that we know.
Yeah. I just hope we can find each other.
I'm pretty sure. We'll be in first. I'm pretty sure. So, you know. Maybe we can sit all together.
I'd like that.
Kithacor Ranch. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of trees there.
Probably. I don't know. All right. Well. Yeah, and I'll post some information up about The Devil's Carnival, like Kithacor.org. You know, Wyoming's kind of desert, isn't it?
No!
It's
not? Wyoming? No! Lots of trees in Wyoming. Alright.
Harga says no trees.
no trees at this one place?
Wyoming's cowboy country.
There's trees in Wyoming.
Little dead trees. Gasping for life. Let me see. Wyoming climate. You gotta
Wyoming.
Love the, you gotta love the internet.
But you said it was off of what? I-80?
That's what the thing said, yeah.
Oh, well, that's in the lower part of Wyoming. That it's the Great Divide Basin. That might be.
It's in the Great Divide.
Yeah, because Casper and all those up there. I think my mom lived in Coyote for a while. I mean, not Coyote, Wyoming for a while. Let's see if I can find Buford.
It says Wikipedia states that Wyoming is the 10th most extensive state, but also the least populous state.
Yeah, there's a lot of open space there. Rawlings.
That's probably Elk one of Mountain, those states that you can actually get lost in.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not seeing Buford yet.
I don't know. Yeah, wow. There is only 568,000 people living in that state.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Rawlings. I-80 is one of the well-traveled highways, too.
Hmm.
Baxter. Lots. I'm going to have to just do Wyoming. Buford. B-U.
Wait, you just look at Google Maps.
Yeah, well.
Let's see. Google Maps. And we'll look at Buford. A town named Buford.
How do you spell Buford?
B-U-F. Now I don't remember. Damn you. B-U-F-O-R-D. Buford. Yep, I-80 runs right through it. There's Buford. I'm seeing if I can actually see any structures. Oh, there's an ATM.
Oh, I found it.
Okay, there it is. The Buford Trading
Post. It's ugly.
Okay, so we found the Buford Trading Post.
There's no trees. Not in this area. It's been all landscaped.
Yeah.
Scaped. Scraped?
That's about right. Landscaped.
That's what it looks like. I'm going to first person view.
So am I.
But usually, yeah, it's big open spaces. We could plant trees. There's the tower. Yep, right along the friggin' highway.
Yeah, the Buford Trading Post and Post Office. And that's like the only thing in the area. Wow.
But if you go north in Wyoming, there's more trees.
Yeah, just not in the area that you're looking at.
Medicine Bow National Forest.
Hmm. Alrighty, anyway. I think.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a ranch, it'd be a Dust Bowl ranch.
Yeah. Alright, well, I think that's it for tonight. We're sitting here talking about Buford, Wyoming here.
There wasn't much in the game updates.
No, not really. I mean, I looked before we went on the air.
If you get a chance, you know, if you go to EQ2 Players, listen to the EQ Community webcast that they did on the 30th. Community webcast. It has game update 63. They talk about some things about Sky Shrine and a ton of dragons. There's going to be a ton of dragons. Lots and lots of dragons.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for tonight, folks. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm going to go downstairs and watch a little TV. Relax.
And
online.
I've given out 775 roses.
Yay!
So probably next Tuesday we'll be giving out the 1,000th rose.
Tell you what, do it on the air.
I am.
So next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be giving out Elkman Jenna's 1,000th rose. Who could be the lucky recipient? It could be you. Well, not you. But...
Well, I still have to get, like, what, 225?
Well, if I were you, I'd get Kragen.
I have been.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Yeah, the last week's show is finally up. Now, see, at the end of last week's show, you're like, oh, yeah, he'll get it up. So he'll get it posted tonight. Nope, took me a week to do it.
Yeah, but usually you're like Johnny on the spot.
I know. That's what she said. Oh! Some say I'm not too quick on the draw. Alright, folks. That's going to be it for this week's show. Thanks for tuning in. I am going to be editing and uploading the podcast tonight, so look for it tomorrow. Thank you very much, and good night!
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese It Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.